Hi, everybody.
I have an email to share with you from Angie Crawford. Angie writes in her subject line, "Kitten fur giving me the goosebumps." And then her email says, "Hey, Mock and Daisy, me again. I just received my squeezy kitten fur technology moccasins, and every time I wiggle my toes, I get goosebumps over the money I saved using my discount code CHICKS again. I may never wear another pair of shoes."
Why would you? Why would you wear another pair of shoes?
You really wouldn't.
Evening gown on for the night? Moccasins. You're going out for a run? Moccasins. I mean, why would you wear anything else?
And don't forget, they come in like slide form or full foot enclosure form.
I like the full foot. She's more of a slide girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have all the options.
I think she feels like the full foot is, it looks like a lot of work.
Well, and regardless of which kind you get, they are chock full of the kitten fur, and they feel amazing. And you can go to our very own landing page at the MyPillow website. It's mypillow.com/chicks for buy one, get one free on their sheets, which is amazing. And then also discounts galore on all of their products. So make sure that you visit immediately. A couple of our insiders decided to do like I don't even know how to describe this amazing video, but like they made a video pretending to be us.
Oh my God.
They did such a good job.
I'm walked out of our insiders group because Mark Zuckerberg is an alien from Gleeborg 9. He's such a jerk. I cannot stand that guy. Anyway, so I'm locked out. I have to pay to get into our own insiders group, which I will do today or tomorrow.
But that is so dumb.
It's a principal thing. I've just been putting it off. I'm just so irritated by the fact that I have to do that. So I have to do it. Because Mock has been like getting on the phone, like getting on emails with these Facebook people. And they're like, "I'm sorry, we can't help you."
I mean, their support team is absolutely useless. And when I was like, but this is she is an admin. Like, there's no reason for her not to be able to access it. She's an admin. She shouldn't have to pay for her own page.
Right.
And they're like, "We can't help you with
that. We can't. I'm sorry, we can't."
I mean, what the hell, man?
Triggering me.
So dumb. Okay, wait.
I got new donkeys, guys. I got donkeys. Booger and Fudge are their names. Booger and Fudge. They're 17. And Mock and I were talking about this last week. And then she was typing in all the Google things about donkeys. And she's like, "Do you know they can live to be 50? Because I was like, "Wait, they're 17. I mean, are they going to die in like 2 days? I mean, what's the deal?" They could live to be 50. So we're in this for the long haul.
I don't understand why they, I mean, I get that they're livestock and that's a totally different thing than a dog. But like, what is in them that makes them live to be 50 and dogs only make it to like 12?
I know, right? It's not very fair. It's not very fair. We got them from a sweet, sweet old lady that lives very close to us. And she has a kind of an ailing sister, and she needed help with them. Last year, everybody knows, if you live in Texas, the weather was like ridiculous last winter. And I think that was like her last winter that she could deal. And so I need to find a home for these. And we were like, "We got you." So so we're going to take the donkeys. So we're very excited about it. So stay tuned for more.
The farm is growing.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so fun.
Got a couple of presents to show you, but first I'm going to subject you to Nancy Pelosi.
Cannot wait.
Now, Nancy Pelosi was on with Jake Tapper yesterday, and she was talking about all kinds of things like, you know, what is the status of this ridiculous legislation that the Build Back Better plan is, the infrastructure, all of that. And so she was very positive. Like, she says they're 90% there. She thinks there's going to be a vote this week. They're looking at $1.75 trillion, although at the same time, that's zero, as you know. And so blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to bore you with all of that stuff about how they're going to fundamentally transform our country into a bigger pile of crap than they've already made it. But I did want to subject you to the part where he asks her if she's running for re-election, because she gets all giggly, girly, flirty with him. And it is very disturbing to me. And I didn't want to see it by myself.
Okay.
Everybody, that was like such a, I'm bracing myself.
I know I am.
Okay.
Just like, everybody put your coffee down and get ready for what we're about to witness. Are you ready?
You ready?
Here we go. Okay.
Your own future in Congress. Are you going to run for re-election? Oh, you said they're going to make an announcement right here and now?
Yeah. Why not?
I'll have to be on lighting. Many more times than that.
You're going to run for re-election, though, yes?
Why would I tell you that now?
Well, it's not just me. It's the American people. It's the world. This is an international show.
Well, probably I would have that conversation with my family first, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that grosses me out so much.
But it's like, just stop. That was so giggly and weird. And don't run for re-election. You are 1,000 years old. Like, there's so much spackle and glue holding all this together. Like, just death becomes her at this point.
It really is.
Just stop it. Nobody wants you to. Well, I guess some people want her to run for re-election. But I actually explained to my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, what term limits were the other day. Because we were talking about government and stuff like that. She asked me all sorts of questions about this stuff now. And I was like, you know, a lot of people just don't need to be doing this because they're a gajillion years old. This is why mommy believes in term limits. And she was like, well, yeah, I mean, most people, you know, people want to retire when they're what, like 70, you know, 60, 70. Because why would people want to work?
52.
Right. They can do it. I mean, it's the thing. People don't want to work past a certain point. And then a lot of these politicians are doing it when they're like 90. And I told her, I said, it's because they like power, honey. Mm-hmm. They like power and they like taking money from us because they get so cushy and they love it. They get high and drunk on this power. I said, Nancy Pelosi is one of those people.
She's like the queen of all of them.
Yeah.
Couple gifts I would like to tell you about really quickly. Sandy said, she wrote a little note. It says, Dear Mock and Daisy, I saw these and thought of you. I hope I'm sending these to the correct address. Thank you for making me laugh. No small feat in this crazy world. Keep on keeping on, from Sandy. And she sent us these little note cards, these little like desk notes that say all the feels at the top. And it says, I may look calm and collected, but on the inside, I'm feeling feels, many feels. And I feels, you should know. Can you feels me? And then it says, my current feels include. And then there's like a whole bunch, like it's a checkmark list. Yeah. Like warm and fuzzy, pissed off, drunk, dumpster fire, and on and on. It's super cute.
Oh my God, I love it. That'll be great in my new office.
Yes. And then from Lewis, Michelle, and Matthew Van Marm. They wrote, Dear Mock and Daisy, I'm sending you these buttons so you and your family can wear them during the Christmas season. My wife and I made these around 10 years ago when it was a time when the term Merry Christmas was avoided in professional settings, especially storefronts. This was mostly due to politics and general stores' attempts to avoid discrepancies from the public as well as the press. It's not rare to find companies tiptoeing around lingo and touchy phrases to keep the public happy as well as their sales rates. We decided we needed a way to tell people that we give them permission at parties, store employees, or anyone on the street that it is okay to say Merry Christmas to me. We sold thousands of these on eBay and at some Christmas bazaars. We had individuals, companies, and churches buying hundreds at a time. I thought you would like some of them to wear, and I hope you do. Wishing you two and your family an early greeting of Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And it's just a pile of buttons that say, it's okay to say Merry Christmas to me.
I love that.
Isn't that the greatest?
It's the greatest. I love it. Thank you.
Love it. All right. I do have another video to play you. Of Saki. Now, I am not playing you this whole exchange because it's like 3 minutes where Peter Ducey was hitting her so hard about how on Thursday night, Joe Biden said, well, yeah, I mean, I was at the border a while ago and I know it really well. Maybe I should go, but I haven't had enough time. That whole thing.
Yes.
So Ducey pressed her on that. He fought with her. Like, he fought with her pretty good. But I'm only going to play you the first part of her answer just because I know she's so dreadful to listen to.
Something else the president said last night. Why did President Biden say he has been to the border?
Well, Peter, as you may have seen, there's been reporting that he did drive through the border when he was on the campaign trail in 2008. And he is certainly familiar with the fact, and it stuck with him, with the fact that in El Paso, the border goes right through the center of town.
What? What? What?
He drove through it.
He drove through in 2008.
On the campaign trail in 2008.
In 2008, he drove.
He did a drive-by.
He drove through it in 2008. He just drove through. And he was like, oh, look.
Hey, border. Hi.
Hey, we're driving through in a motorcade. Hey. Oh, my God.
Can you even?
I cannot believe that was her answer.
That was the first part. And he was like, but he has not actually seen what's going on. You know, he tried. God bless him for
it's
trying,
man. It's not 2008.
Right. And then she tried to say that he and others like him, like us, are only wanting Joe Biden to go down there for a photo op. And so she was like, is that really like how you want him to spend his time? And Peter Ducey's like, does he think it's a photo op to actually see firsthand what's going on at the border? And now we got another caravan of 60,000 right. something people coming. They're busting through Mexican police. Right.
I mean, the mayors down there on the border are like, listen, this is a crisis. Like, it needs to be dealt with. It's been a crisis for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a crisis for a lot longer even than this administration. And there needs to be bipartisan something that solves the problem. It's a problem. But for them to not even be able to admit that it's a freaking problem is a problem itself.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they can't even say that out loud. That to me just shows how inept this administration is. It shows how inept our government is that they can't even say, okay, we've got a legit issue here. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's beyond that. It is a crisis. It's bad. I mean, it's really, really bad, but they're using it for their own gain because they are like, oh, we'll just use all these people as voters. They're pawns.
Right, exactly.
They're pawns. And so the fact that these people can't see that and the fact that Democrats can't see that, it's sad. It's so
I think
sad.
Democrats can see it and they like it.
That will you know? Shame on them.
I know.
And because they're using people. They're using.
And when does it stop? Like at some point the country cannot withstand right. this level of invasion because that's right. what this is.
And it's not just about using the people as pawns for votes. Drugs are pouring over our border. Crime is pouring over our border. Terrorism. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people that are just undetected. There could be terrorists in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, so when the next terrorist attack happens, that's on them.
It's totally on them. 100%.
Totally.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Genucel, as you know, is the line in Chamonix, which is based on their amazing plant stem cell technology. We call it fluff butter. Mm-hmm. So that right. is how we refer to it.
That's the technical term.
And we're talking specifically about their XV cream, which is your favorite.
Yeah.
The anti-wrinkle, like just fluff butter amazingness.
You guys, if you could feel it, you could feel how soft it is. So soft and silky. Yeah.
Well, here is a little tidbit of information that we just learned about it. It was whipped up, that fluff butter, by a local pharmacist in New Jersey for just one of his customers. And then that started this itty bitty local company in New Jersey. And then it just took off like gangbusters because when people try it for the first time, they don't stop. Like they're like, oh, I want this over and over again and I won't use anything else.
Yeah. They're like, I'm going to need my fluff butter fix. That's what I'm gonna need.
And the XV cream comes in the most popular products package. Anyway, so that's one of the packages. They also have a spa package, which is one of my favorites, and it's 50% off of all of their packages if you go to lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/chicks.
You should do
it. Now you know. Now you know their little backstory, and yeah. So that makes it even more interesting.
Good backstory.
I also wanted to mention a tweet really fast because, and by the way, Kamala tweeted yesterday that she and Joe Biden are the first president or the first administration to put out a national gender strategy.
My God.
So that's what they're working on.
That's nice. Meanwhile, the border is like that's a crisis. And
yeah.
She's worried about gender strategy. Oh my God.
It's ridiculous. So, and also the reason I wanted to show you this is because this is the Surgeon General. So the Surgeon General of the country right now, Vivek Murthy, tweeted out, I'll read it to you. So he said, it's that trans health secretary chick, Rachel Levine.
Right.
So it says, it was an honor to witness Admiral Levine's historic appointment as the first female
right.
four-star officer to serve in the U.S. public, blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now it's like, and this is what I responded. I was like, it's one thing to expect all of us to start agreeing to change the definition of the word woman, but the word female actually has a definition
right.
that the Surgeon General should be aware of, right?
Yeah.
And I included it for him. It is of or denoting the sex that can bear offspring or produce eggs.
Right.
And in no way does Rachel Levine meet that criteria.
Right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
These people are batshit. That's what they're completely batshit. Yeah, that's what's happening. And I refuse to accept that that is okay. I'm not going to fall in line. If they want to call me all the names, put is at the end of my names and obes at the end of my name, they can do that. But you're, we're talking about science here.
Yeah.
And that person is not female. Not only that, but where are the feminists? I'd like to know where the feminists are, because we're supposed to celebrate this is the first woman appointed whatever. No.
No.
No. No, I'd like to know where the feminists are on this. What is this? Somebody wrote, I can't remember what it was. It was in the, was it Atlantic or somebody said that the person with like the biggest balls is the one to like meet, to make this appointment or whatever, to get this accomplishment. It's like, we are literally being taken over by men. Mm-hmm. Like all of these accomplishments, things that like Woman of the Year was a man, like all of this stuff, it's men. Where are the feminists? It's like, they don't care. They have, these third, fourth, fifth, whatever the heck they are, feminists, they don't care about women, or they don't care. They don't care about women or our girls. They don't care. They have literally rolled over to be woke.
Yeah.
They don't care anymore about women, because women are being trampled on now. It drives me insane.
Could not believe it. Like the Surgeon General.
Right. Like females will be like completely just snuffed out. Like, mm-hmm. We're going by the wayside now. Like females, mothers, women, we're all, I mean, it's, where does it stop?
It does. It clearly doesn't, because the Surgeon General is changing a scientific definition. That is totally messed up.
A female.
Oh my God.
Right.
I know we talked about this last week, but that song, Let's Go Brandon, that hip hop song, it was banned from YouTube. It was banned for, I'm not even making this up, for medical misinformation. I can't. So
wait.
I know.
The song called, did they talk about the vaccine in it?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a lyric about the vaccine. I don't remember what, I don't know the song well. It's not my cup of tea, I'm super happy that it's top of the charts right now. I love that.
Well, it's top of the charts, and naturally they're going to ban it, right? I mean,
yeah, but banning it actually brought it even higher. Like it made it explode on iTunes, and so this is what they get. You know what I mean? If they want to try to ban it, then people are still, they're going to figure out a way to get it, and that is what they are doing. But it's so ridiculous when you think of the absolute vulgar garbage that is out on YouTube in terms of just hip hop artists or other musicians that put out really disgusting
again, stuff that's about like degrading to women.
Yeah.
Calling women hoes and bitches and all other mm-hmm. sorts of things. I mean, like, and the stuff that Cardi B puts out.
Yeah.
It's like, that's totally fine. Her music is fine. But then Let's Go Brandon's going to, okay, that's going to get banned. This is America, you guys. This is what's happening in America right now. Like, we are literally communist China now. Okay.
I know, right? I mean, it's kind of terrifying. I know we spoke about the border just a minute ago, but also Biden's beach house is getting a wall, courtesy of us.
Oh, that's so nice for him. Why does he want a wall, Mock? I mean, is it to keep?
You want to keep out the riffraff. You know what I mean? Oh. You don't want like people that you don't want coming into your property. You don't want them to just have free reign.
Democrats have been telling us that walls don't work.
They do if it's around their personal property.
Oh, like Nancy Pelosi's, because Nancy Pelosi has a wall and Joe Biden's getting a wall. And there's probably a lot of other Democrats that have walls, but we can't have a wall. Mm-hmm. We can just build them walls.
Right. They have walls to protect them from evil
rivers. Right.
We don't get that as a country because walls don't work.
We just get migrants with COVID.
Right. And by the way, if you're curious about what it would cost to put up, you know, a serious wall around a beach house,
I'm curious.
You should know that you, taxpayer, have spent a total of $456,558 for said fencing. $500,000 for
those houses. I mean, Wow.
And you paid for that.
Congratulations. It definitely pays to be a politician, doesn't it?
Oh my God.
Right.
It's good to be the king, right?
Good to be the king.
All right. So I know we have to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I hate the story more than I can possibly say, but we have to talk about the fact that Dr. Fauci tortures beagles. And this is now, I feel like because it's animals, maybe something will actually happen. Like maybe he will be forced to finally resign. Well,
I mean, you think that something would happen because the NIH put out this stuff about the gain of function on a Friday?
Yeah, but he's still denying it. Like, he's still saying, well, it was gain of function in some definitions, but like not the way that people are making it out to
whatever.
Be.
Whatever.
They're conflating things, is whatever. What he said.
It's gain of function. And he was caught, you know? And it's like they're actually, it's written down on papers where he lied to Congress. Can we just put the guy in jail now? It's remarkable what this little evil troll gets away with. I'm so sick of him. Am I the only one? Seriously?
No, not at all. And now, I mean, it's been trending on Twitter pretty much all weekend. Arrest Fauci has been trending because of now people are seeing the experiments with the beagles that are horrible, but also other experiments are coming to light, you know, really cruel things that they did with monkeys. And listen, I'm a person, as you know, I mean, you came from pharma. I came from a life sciences company that actually did animal testing for certain drugs. But the kind of testing that was happening with these beagles is beyond horrid. It's horrific what they made these beagles go through. I mean, just keeping them locked in cages and diseased so that sand flies could eat them alive. And they drugged up these dogs. They decorded them.
They took their vocal cords out.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, is decorded.
I don't know what it's called because I would never do that.
Well, yeah. Right. So they did it so that the researchers wouldn't be bothered by their incessant barking. And so, yeah, I mean, you're going to bark when you're being eaten alive. You know what I mean? And so just horrible stuff is coming out about the kind of experiments that his group funded and took part in. Just awful. And so usually, you know, you would think that people dying and people being at the mercy of vaccines that potentially have serious side effects is bad enough. But when you mess with dogs, that is when people come alive.
And I have friends who are liberals who are all about the dogs, you know, who are all about the animals and who are, I have one in particular who's all about the beagles. And I can't wait to be like, she's all about Fauci. I can't wait to be like,
how do
you feel about Fauci now? Because I mean, it's like, these people they like buy the merch. You know what I mean? They're all about Fauci's so great. Fauci. It's like, dude is an evil freaking, oh my God. I can't
Wow.
Not only that, but CNN put a thing out, a couple years ago. I don't know. There was a tweet. I don't even know. There's a tweet that tweets always resurface, right? They put a thing up about lying to Congress and how you go to jail for that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then it's time for him to go to jail.
I mean, what else do they need?
Like, listen, we've been waiting for this. Like Rand Paul and they mocked Rand Paul. Everybody on CNN and MSNBC mocked Rand Paul for trying to say, listen, hello, gain of function. He did this. Rand Paul is crazy. No, no, he's not. He's not crazy. So, I mean, it's time for him to face the music.
I hate that it had to involve like animal torture, but if that's what it takes to get him out, to get him out of the public, to get him to stop taking the level of taxpayer money that he's taken, the highest paid federal employee, enough already. This is insane.
Yeah, because I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of these liberals care more about animals than they do people.
Right.
You know, as evidenced by abortion.
Exactly.
All right, everybody, bring it in. You guys have the most fabulous Monday.
Former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer joins me to discuss how the Biden administration's progressive agenda is all about growing power for the left. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Sean and I also discuss how Americans can take charge of their country again. Join us. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.